Chavakuk Perik Gimel Pasuk Vav, continuing the glorious description of the revelation at Har Sinai. Amad Vayimoded Eretz, he stood and measured out the earth, measured out the land. Ra'ah Vayater Goyim, he saw and caused nations to wander. So this is not just Har Sinai now. He's measuring out those who sin over the course of history, like the Dor HaMabul, and gave them Midah Keneged Midah. So that's the measurement. They sinned with heat. They were judged with boiling water, Rashi says in Gemara Sanhedrin. So the heat of physical passion and the Zanus and every animal perverting its ways sexually was punished with the boiling water of the flood. And by Yispotzitzu Hararei Ad, he saw the everlasting mountains were shattered. Shachu Givos Olam. The everlasting hills, the hills that last forever, Olam, forever, Shachu, were humbled. Halichos Olam Lo. We say these psukim too. The procedures of the world are his. So the heavenly princes of the nations suffer. Radak says this has to do with the time of the Aron in Gilgal. For 14 years during the conquering by Yemoded, where they're measuring the land out for all of the nations to inherit it, which, of course, the other nations of the world today say, oh, the Jews don't belong in Israel. What historical connection do they have to the land of Israel? It belongs to the people who have been there since 1948. That's pretty short-sighted, considering what we've got here in Tanakh, talking about the eternal inheritance that Klal Yisrael represents for the Jewish people. Zayin tachas oven ra'isi ohalei Kushan. Because of iniquity, I saw the tents of Kushan standing out in the open, inflicting injury on Klal Yisrael. And the iniquities that we're talking about, the oven of the Jewish people, the sins of the Jews, Yirgazun Yirios Eretz Midyan, the curtains of the land of Midyan quaked and shook. So, there's no permanence to any of these, but Klal Yisrael is going to be punished. The curtains of the land of Midyan quaking is a reference to Gidon destroying the Midianite army with his 300 mighty men. And you rescued Klal Yisrael through the hands of Gidon. So Rav Mendel Hirsch connects all this. He says it is guilt alone, literally oven, the misuse of power, which brings the downfall of the strongest. Cush and Midyan are mentioned as examples of great powers that have to tremble for the consequences of their sins. Kushan Rishosayim, enslaving Klal Yisrael, which we saw in Shoftim. Midyan, which we see in Shoftim. So we see since the earliest times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them back Midah Keneged Midah for the oppression that they mete out upon the Jews. So as we live in a time like Habakkuk, where we wonder how is it possible that Klal Yisrael continues to suffer at the hands of these terribly wicked nations, Hashem says, keep an eye on the big picture. You only see one piece of it, but the big picture, the long history of Klal Yisrael, has examples left, right, up, and down of all of these countries that oppress us, and they get theirs. It just takes them a while. Ches ha'vinaharim chara Hashem. Was Hashem angry with the rivers? So did we not see how he performed all of these nisim? So Hashem was angry with the kings and the camps of soldiers as numerous as the water of a river, for example. That's one pshat from Targum Yonasan. Or out on the oceans, in Banhorim Apecha, is his wrath against the rivers? In Bayom Evrosecha, is his fury against the sea, against the ocean? No, but he uses them to mete out punishment. Punishment on Paro, who drowns beneath the sea. Punishment of the other nations who amass against Klal Yisrael. Only you rode, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on your steeds with your chariots of salvation. So you saved us. You saved us with the divine chariots. You bring salvation and victory to the nation. The horses and chariots are just symbols of the mightiest weapons of war in the ancient world. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the ecology. The art scroll brings down, during Yemos Yehoshua, Hashem dried up the Jordan River so that we could pass across it. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry at the river? Was he angry at the Yamsuf when he dried it up so we could walk across it? No. But this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles, with the tools at hand that he himself created. Tes Er Yaseh Or Kashtecha. Your bow revealed itself. So Er Yah, nakedness, but in this case the naked bow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being compared to an archer holding on to the bow to fight off the enemies and the heathens. Shavuos Matos Omer Sela, the oath to the tribes. The Shavuos, what he swore to the Shivtei Ka, was perpetual, was a permanent statement, an enduring word. So, Sela implies unending. And Rashi points out, Omer Sela, Omer making it into a noun, Omer Sela, a Sela Imra, an Imra of Sela. A permanent statement. Naharos Tevaka Oretz. You split the earth into rivers. You split the dry land for Klal Yisrael to give them many waters, even in Eretz Yisrael, in the dry Middle East, where you split rocks and rivers came forth. Think about Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. He was supposed to speak to the rock, but imagine the water coming out of the stones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, overflowing water, and then the waters ebb, and then the earth can be seen again. Yod ra'ucha yachilu harim. Mountains saw you and they shook. Zerem amayim avor. A stream of water passed. Tahom kolo rom yadehu nasa. The deep gave forth its voice. The heaven raised up its thanks. All of nature is testifying not just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. We know the stars, the sun, the moon testify the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the creation. But also the idea that the nature is praising and testifying to Klal Yisrael's special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the glory leading the nation, and the enemies in the mountains, and the enemies in the rivers, and the enemies everywhere in the land are quaking before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might to bring Klal Yisrael to the land that he promised us. And again, if at moments in our own lives we have a little Chavakuk moment and we have doubts, these psukim are reassuring us as well, thousands of years after the Navi uttered them.